This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Survive and advance to game six. That's all you could ask for last night. Christian Brown promised Nuggets fans, Nuggets Nation, they owed him a big performance on that Monday night at home. And boy, did they deliver. So, series ain't over yet, Michael. We got a few more days yet to talk Nuggets. What will that look like? Also, some big news in the NFL. The Steelers, Lakers, potential series against the Thunder. We'll get into that. Brand new guest on the show today. Got a new Rockies insider that we're going to be happy to introduce to our wonderful listeners, our wonderful hooligans. Michael, the whole show starts now. Games where it didn't really feel like there was any doubt that Denver was going to win this, but Minnesota, given the fact that they have a lot of star power gone in this series, showed some real fight, and especially there late in the fourth quarter, cut it to 10. I wasn't to the point where I was overly concerned, but yeah, the 19-point lead, the 20-point lead from 2 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever it was, 2 years ago, certainly had me a little bit more on the edge of my seat, just a little bit more. It was a late night, Mike. I'm kind of tired, dude. Playoffs, it means more, I get it. But staying up late, watching the game didn't start till almost 9. And then we get into it, and of course, after the game, I'm going through and listening to different clips and going through various chats and things like that. So I stayed up a lot later than I would have liked. It was a long night, but you know what? I'm glad that we're going to have another one of these things. We're going to have at least one more. It's not done yet. Still waiting on the time. It's still TBD. Listed for when the Nuggets and the Timberwolves will go at it for Game 6. And listen, you win Game 6, man. You find a way. There's a line, and the Nuggets are a 6.5-point favorite. Had a feeling. They were going to be major favorites for last night. They were 11.5-point favorites. Had a feeling. Win that game, you're going to be listed as a favorite again, and they will be. 6.5, at least at this stage. Against the Timberwolves. If they win that, you better believe they're going to be favorites to win Saturday, too. And I know, I'm getting the Timberwolves fan. Well, since when does gambling favorites mean anything? It doesn't. But it does kind of tell you what people in the know think, how they think this series is going to go. You going to be all right today, Mike? You going to be all right? You having some issues back there, buddy?
My back is spasming really bad.
All right. Stretch it out. You know, I keep looking over there, and you look like you're about to... I thought you were just that nervous for Game 6 coming up. I just want to make sure you're okay, man. We got playoffs. It means more.
I mean, I'm not nervous because of the injuries on the on the Timberwolves, but I think my back is nervous.
Well, you got to play through the pain, Mike. You know, you got to play through the pain. Aaron Gordon came out for Game 4 and he was hurting pretty bad. I'm asking you to sit there and be ready and play through the pain today. It's gonna be fun.
Nah, I think I'm gonna go lay down.
Okay, that's great. I'm just making sure you're all right. I'm looking over there, and then I'm going to start calling you Grimace. Start calling you Grimace back there. Man, I'm excited. You know, Saturday night was pretty low. I thought with that performance and, you know, you couldn't handle your business even when they lose Ant-Man at halftime, and they lose DiVincenzo with 1 minute into Game 5. And I'm thinking, I don't know. This feels like they could just fizzle out here. But you got some excellent performances. I mean, Joker finished the night with 27 points, 16 assists, and 12 rebounds. I didn't see a lot, but I did notice a few more doubles on Joker. He took advantage of that, and then Minnesota quickly pulled off of that. We're going to have to just take our chances with Joker. Where to start? How about we start with Spencer Jones? I feel bad. I feel like a bad person today. Because yesterday on the show, I said, you know, Spencer Jones is nice, but I'm kind of, I don't know where I sit with this whole thing. The dude went off in the third period. I mean, the Nuggets were up a decent amount there at halftime. I think they were by 7.5. And they come out in the third, and you're still like, okay, yeah, you got to come out strong in the third period, because if you let Minnesota get off to a decent start in the third, they're going to believe that, hey, even though we don't have Ant-Man, even though we don't have DiVincenzo, we believe we can still do this. But it was Spencer Jones primarily in that third that just went off. 4 of 5 from the three-point line. He had 20 points. He has a strange shot, man. He has a really strange shot, but it goes in. And I forgot about this, but his family, he comes from a family of doctors. He was almost a doctor. I mean, how can you not be a fan of Spencer Jones? Sometimes you can get, you know, frustrated with, wow, we are relying a lot on a guy that was a two-way player 5 seconds ago. But he's always putting these long posts up on LinkedIn, expressing his gratitude for being in the NBA. I mean, the guy's heart is second to none. So if you're rooting for somebody to have a fun success story, that's got to be the guy to do it. So that was the Spencer Jones game. Last year against the Clippers, you had a Julian Strother game. It's the playoffs. You're going to have games like this where guys you don't expect to go off, and it was his night, at least in that third. And you got great contributions from everybody else. And hey, we got a Jonas Valanciunas double-digit minute signing. Jonas played 10 minutes in this game. It was a roller coaster of a game for him when he was in. I thought at any moment, fight's about to break out, and you're going to lose Jonas for the rest of the series. So those anywhere from 0 to 10 minute, you know, glimpse you're going to get of the guy might go away pretty quickly, because he was ready to rumble, Mike. At one point, he's gritting his teeth, and he's like got the Viking strut going on. And it's almost like these guys are reading and listening to what people are saying. Because Jonas knew exactly what was required of him when he came in that game. And that was to provide some physicality, was to move bodies around and not take any crap. And I loved hearing Jaden McDaniels every time he touched the basketball. Ball Arena just all shared in a collective boo. He had 13 points. Michael, Jaden McDaniels last night was talking about being public enemy number one in the eyes of the Nuggets. He said it doesn't affect him. He loves it. Here's Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, I love this environment. Everyone hate me. All the hate's coming towards me. I love it. I mean, I don't care. I feed into it, like I said earlier. Brings the best out of me, and we just end up losing today, but we're gonna win the next one.
Brings the best out of you? That's your worst game of the series. So well done to the Nuggets fans in attendance last night. I think you sensed a very nervous crowd. Kyle Clark from 9 News, I believe. You hear him on monthly occasion on Good Morning NoCo. He was at the game last night, and he posted that there were boos coming down, not just for Jaden McDaniels, but for one of the Nuggets' own, David Adelman. Now, I didn't see the pregame stuff. We didn't get to see the pregame stuff. We didn't get into the game until it was like a few minutes in, because we had to finish up with the Detroit-Orlando game, which, how about that? Orlando, an 8 seed, just took up a 3-1 lead against a 1 seed. That's only happened a handful of times where an 8 seed actually beats a 1 seed, the 94 Nuggets being one of those teams. And recently, an Eastern Conference Finals representative, Miami Heat, did it. So it doesn't happen very often. I think Orlando might win it, but then again, Detroit's good enough to come back from 3-1, just like I think Denver's good enough to come back from 3-1, and now 3-2. But David Adelman, Are we really that out on the guy? And I have been lukewarm on David Adelman. Excuse me. I was, I suppose I was lukewarm on the hire. I thought it was fine. I did ask the question of, hey, you know, the Nuggets are telling us they're going on this national job search, but we didn't hear any other names that were involved. And when, you know, even if coaches don't think they're going to get the job, they definitely want it broadcasted and put out there that they've had interviews because they want other teams to look at them and think that they are being sought after. So I don't think there really was a job search. But I don't know. I'm not out on Adelman. I'm not 100% in on Adelman. Most of Michael Malone's tenure with the Nuggets as head coach, I was 100% in on him being the head coach of the Nuggets. It wasn't until last year, with some of the frustration of that season, where I really started to wonder if he was the right guy for the job, although I wouldn't have made the decision to fire him when they did. But there were a lot more things going on there, and it was just something the Kroenkes felt like they had to do. Josh Kroenke was in attendance last night, certainly watching things closely to see how this team responds. If this team didn't respond last night, then it'd be tough to really back DA. Even though I will say this, he's a rookie head coach. He's still learning the game as a head coach. You can be an assistant till you're blue in the face, but all the things that come with being the coach and a semi-face of your organization, it's a completely different world you're living in. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm out on DA. He was a little, I mean, this is a short clip, Mike. Brendan Vaught, the guy who asked from DNVR Nuggets, who asked him a couple days ago about their competitiveness and, you know, asking why you weren't so competitive, and DA firing back, "What do you mean we're not competitive? We're just not making shots." Well, he was asked about their performance last night, and I think it was Brendan Vaught that asked the question. Here is David Adelman responding.
Coach, that's your best offensive showing of the series so far.
Well, offense doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've never said that. Did you get the level of physicality you were looking for on offense tonight?
It was better than the first four games.
Well, Brendan, it's Vaught, by the way. Well, he's out. Like, there's no... Brendan works with DNVR Nuggets, and they're a good Nuggets outlet for sure. We've had several of their guys on in the past, and they're good. And Brendan's good. He's a good dude. David is taking that question, which was a fair question to ask about competitiveness, and David is using that as fodder. He's using that as fuel. He is up in his feels about that, saying offense doesn't matter. But it's also, I kind of like seeing it from Adelman. Hey, I told you, if we play offense like we're supposed to play offense, we'll be all right. And they did. Two games in a row without scoring 100 points. They didn't do that once. They didn't not score 100 once while Nikola Jokic was in the game, while was starting and being a participant in the game this year. So getting to 125 was good. Last night, you had Julius Randle, who put up 27 points on an 8-15 night. I actually thought, even though Randle had 27, I thought Spencer Jones won some nice battles there that were important. Forgot my notes in my office, Michael, but I'll go get those. I had a couple of specific notes about Spencer Jones. We're going to be talking some Nuggets here in the first hour. We'll switch gears. We got top story of the day, and then we've got Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. Yeah, I'm excited. We got a brand new Rockies insider that's going to join the show, so I'm excited about him. He'll be with us every Tuesday talking all things Colorado Rockies, so that's fun. But this game last night had a little bit of everything on the positive side for Denver. It's in my bag, Michael. It's in my bag. Yeah, go get it. Look at him go. Back's not hurting now. Look at him sprint. Dude, that was glorious. That is a hell of a sprint right there. Spencer Jones, obviously one of the big stories. I thought Nikola Jokic wasn't spectacular, but he was good. This was more of a Joker game where it doesn't feel like he has to take over at any point, but he can. He had 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 16 assists. That's it, guys. Look at that. Team effort right there. Tanner Schwint's got the notebook. Michael came back empty-handed. Thank you, Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
So some great, you know, I like to sit down and just note the game until it gets out of hand. That was a dual effort back there by you guys. Mike, good job. Thanks, buddy.
Tanner beat me to it.
You guys, you know, you're competing for my love and affection every day, and I can't tell you what kind of an honor that is to me.
Tanner is younger and not hobbled, and also he was closer.
He was also closer. I admire the jog. You know, you had one of those jog, like when you're crossing the street. It's like, I'm not really going to move any faster than a regular walk, but I want you to see that I'm at least trying to get out of your way quicker, so I'm going to pretend to jog. And I appreciate that. I'm one of those guys.
Half of my body was putting in the effort. The other half was like ibuprofen.
When someone crosses the street and you're waiting for them and they just slow down and it's just a leisurely stroll on past the street, it lights my engine. It drives. Just pretend. Now, if you're like 97 years old and you can barely move or you're like Derbs on a cane, all right, I'm going to be patient here. But you're walking your dog and you got your chest puffed out and then you're crossing the street. Suddenly you slow down. You know, come on, man. Come on.
You should be run over.
You should at least pretend that you're moving a little quick, a little faster. You know, get us through here, man.
I've had people honk at me, be like, "You should walk faster." I'm like, "I'm sorry, I'm limping. Can you not see the visual limp?"
That's probably me, man. I'm sorry about that.
No, I know it wasn't you, but like I've flipped people off before for honking at me, even though they could kill me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a crazy driver. I just, you know, just make it appear. If you're limping, that's one thing. But make it appear as though you're trying to move past a little bit.
I mean, I didn't just, like, suddenly start limping. I was doing it the entire time. I was in the crosswalk first. The guy was just, I'm assuming it's a guy. The guy was just impatient.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's probably Jaden McDaniels. It's probably Jaden McDaniels.
Boo.
Yeah. Quarter two was interesting. The starting lineup was Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown, Spencer Jones, Tyus Jones, and Jonas Valanciunas. And I thought, okay, Adelman either... my brain sometimes goes weird places. Like, is Adelman paying attention to everything that we've all been saying? Not specifically the whole show, although I don't know why he wouldn't listen. It's a great program. Give me a call, DA. But... starting Jonas in the second. Now, again, here's the minutes, the minute distribution for Jonas Valanciunas in this playoff series. Game one, he played 8 minutes, and that was in a 116-105 win by the Nuggets. 8 minutes. He played game two, but he played just 3 minutes in that game. He did not play in games three or four. And I'm still like, man, you're getting dominated in the paint. I want Jonas to come in and just make somebody feel you, man. Just come in with that big beard and that monster body and throw dudes around a little bit. I mean, it was a roller coaster when he was in. It wasn't all good. I mean, didn't he have like three fouls? He had like 3 points, three fouls, three turnovers. And that's okay. If the other positives are working for you, if Jonas can just be a presence down there. And he did the same thing in the fourth. I'm good with 10 minutes from him. I'm good with probably 12, 13 minutes from him. That's okay. I thought Tyus Jones provided a wonderful spark there. That's another guy that we haven't really seen, you know, too much in the regular season. He played in game three in the blowout, 113-96. He played 4 minutes of that. So that game was already over. And then he played 14 minutes last night. There was heart there. There was something there. So the reserves, I thought, were pretty good. I mean, you get, I don't know, 20-some points from your bench. More than that. Almost 30. Okay, yeah, almost 30 from your bench. And that's good. We'll take that. Now, bench points were all over the place for Minnesota because they're throwing a bunch of bodies out there. Because, you know, they're trying to figure out their rotations and how they're going to look going forward. Rudy Gobert had 3 points for Minnesota. He did not look great last night. He only shot the ball twice. He's not a great offensive player. He can complain that people don't give him enough respect as a defensive player, but he is not a good offensive player. Joker beat him enough one-on-one times where they did have to, they had to switch. You know, they were getting that pick and roll game going. Joker was playing downhill. You force the switch, and what happens when you force the switch, you get Joker on a mismatch, then you get the double team. And that didn't happen all night, but it happened a few times. I thought Denver defensively was pretty good. They were going over screens a lot more in this game, staying with their guys. I noted that a few times. Cameron Johnson had spurts in that game. He had 18 points. He was 2 of 7 from the three-point line. Christian Brown is Christian Brown at this point. He's an enigma to my brain, but he did hit some critical shots when they needed him. And the dunk he had in midair, he looked like Spider-Man, and he points at Jaden McDaniels while dunking, while finishing the dunk with one hand. He gets the technical for it. I'm good with it. If that's a two-point game, I'm not good with it. But if it's that way that that game's going, let's get him. Let's get him a little bit. 9 points for Christian Brown, but he was plus 18 on the floor last night. So the points aren't there, but he had a key three-pointer, Mike, late in that game. I think it was when Minnesota cut it to 10, and Christian Brown had a monster three that kind of put this one. That one kind of put it to bed, and Jamal had one of those too. So it was a big night. How we feeling, Nuggets fans? We feel like this series, you know, I know Tanner's gung-ho on it. I'm feeling the same way. I think Denver wins this series, Michael. Yeah, Michael, look at me in my eyeballs. Look right into them. Look into my eyes, both of them. I think Denver wins the series. They're going to win Thursday night, baby. Then we're going to bring this back to Denver, and Rocky's going to be up on the 5-million-foot ladder, and he's going to throw it behind his head and make another shot. That was crazy last night. I saw that all over Twitter. Faith says, that dunk was wild. They need the same energy and more the next game. Let's hope. That's the hope. That's the hope. You got to take advantage. You don't root for injuries. You take advantage of those injuries. Texter from the 970, is David Adelman turning into a more successful prime? What do you mean? David Adelman, nobody knows who David Adelman is. We know who David Adelman is. Michael, he's the head coach of the Nuggets. We know who David Adelman is. No, prime is...
No, I'm...
You look perplexed.
Thinking that maybe he, or she, I don't know who the listener is saying, like, the weird stuff in the press conference, like getting all butt hurt in the press conference. It
well,
is very
you know,
prime-like.
Okay. Did he take offense to something that was a very basic question? Is, hey, why aren't you guys competitive? I think that is a hot button to coaches that aren't calling you out. And David's not calling anybody out. So when you say, hey, why isn't your team competitive? He's taking offense to that. You know what? After his response last night and seeing how this team responded, I'm good. I'm good with a little fire from DA. I want him to get a little pissed off. I don't want him to just go, oh, shucks, you didn't think we were competitive? Well, you know, doggone it, I thought we were. I like him firing off a little bit. Lonster's on the First Advantage Hotline. What's happening, Catton?
Hey, Brady, how's it going, my man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good after a win last night, Lonster. That always cures some bad blues.
Yeah, really. I'll tell you, I wasn't quite sure if they were going to win that yesterday. I really wasn't.
Well, they just they kept that lead. Really didn't relinquish that lead much in the second half until the final 4 minutes or so. So got it done.
Yeah, I stayed with it to about 20 after 10. Then I just sacked out completely.
Yeah, it was a long night, man.
It was
a long night. Going to bed early tonight. I might watch the Stars Wild game, but I don't know. We'll put it on and see what happens.
You know what? I think I'd just forget it and hit the sack early.
Might be the plan. Lonster, what's on your mind, bro?
You know what? That was great to see Denver just beat that team up, but good last night.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. I didn't want to see it come down to the wire.
No, I didn't either. I don't think I could take any more of those come down to the wire bits anymore.
What's your confidence level like in Game 6, Lonster? You calling it here, Nuggets victory?
I'm going to call a victory on this one.
Like it.
And,
like
and I it. Want to see them. I want to see them just take it into Jay McDaniel's face. Just run him out all over the court.
Just get his face. You know, I wanted Jonas to get his face, and I loved it. You know, I don't hate him, but I sports hate him.
Yeah, I want to see some more dunk shots right off his head.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, pointing at him when you dunk like Christian Brown did last night. That was awesome.
Yeah, and just clue it with a techno foul. Just take the ball and just shoot it over his head and see how he likes it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Lonster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, you have a good day, and let's go Nuggets.
Let's go Nuggets. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty important to win that game last night because this is at least going to bridge us a little bit more closer to when the Avs start up again. But I think they're going to win the series. I do. I'm prepared. I'm prepared to be a very sad person on Friday if they don't. But that was what I needed to see. Not just a win, but pretty much running throughout. It is what it is. I feel for you, Minnesota fans. Not really, because you kind of suck. You know, you're some of you fans are just not. I'm not loving you. Not loving you right now. But I do still kind of feel for you because Minnesota could very well get into that category of a sneaky contender if they have all their guys. A sneaky contender. I still don't know. Whatever happens in this series, I don't know if you can get past the Spurs. I don't know, Mike. And then you still got OKC waiting for you. But maybe the Lakers will get Austin Reeves back. And maybe they'll get Luka Doncic back. And we can make that a series. I was really hoping Phoenix would pull off a victory last night, at least force one more game, because we can't have OKC doing the easy breezy beautiful cover girl series again. We don't want them going 8-0 before the Western Conference Finals. And that should be the same for Spurs fans, for Timberwolves fans alike. You want them to get beat up a little bit in this series. So am I actually rooting for the Lakers? I will be rooting for the Lakers in some of these games against the Thunder. I'm rooting for a game 7 between the two.
Anybody but Oklahoma City.
You're more, yeah, so you would rather see the Lakers in the West. If the Nuggets do this and then they beat the Spurs, you would rather see Nuggets-Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, I hate Oklahoma City with passion.
Well, because your Seattle thing.
Well, not just that, but I hate favoritism. Like, I hate the fact that they get away with stuff. There was a call where one of the Suns guys, like, saved the ball.
Devin Booker saving it out of bounds. Yeah, we talked about it.
I hated that. How is that?
It's dumb.
A foul.
It's dumb, Mike. You hate favoritism. You're my favorite producer. I mean, of the show today, currently. So you hate yourself?
Those are two separate things. It's a false equivalency.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I had a bunch of questions, too, wondering if Doncic is going to be back. Haven't heard anything on that yet in that series. They still got to beat Houston. I think they're up 3-1, so they still got to take care of Houston. 33 minutes after the hour, Michael, we are overdue. Your thoughts on the Nuggets' win last night. Can they win Game 6? Let's baby step this thing. You're out on Game 6? That's a good sign for us. That's actually a good sign for us. Stay out. Stay over there, Michael. Stay in that corner with Susan and Cheryl, where it smells like smoke and regret. We'll take a quick break.
Will the Nuggets get bounced in the first round, or will they make a serious run this postseason? Find out with us and listen to every game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'm curious if the Nuggets will... I tweeted this out last night, Michael. Do you consider shutting Aaron Gordon down for Game 6 and potentially Game 7, hoping that he could provide you a burst in the second round against likely San Antonio, which go Portland tonight. And I get why that's like silly. It's like, well, no, you want, but If I'm going to get what I got from him in game five or in game four, it's not a knock on him. It's just Spencer Jones at least showed you one game. He can provide the meaningful minutes, and I don't know if he goes back to. I think Spencer Jones might have had one of those breakthrough games. We'll see. Now, this is playing with basketball karma here. If you think you can get through Minnesota without Ant-Man, without DiVincenzo, do you consider not risking it Thursday night and putting AG in there? Because I can't imagine he's much better off than he was Saturday. He was a game-time decision shortly before the game, maybe an hour or two before they announced that he was definitely going to be out. Do you consider sitting him for the third or for the Thursday game? See where you are. Find a way to win, and then maybe play him game seven. Or I guess he would probably play game seven. But if you can give him a full week of rest before you go up against San Antonio, if you win, again, this is all if you win. This could be done Friday morning when we come on here to do the show, Mike. It could be done, and we just move on with life, and we talk about, you know, the season that wasn't, and it's disappointing, and at least you won at home, and we can take that memory back, and at least you survived one game, and you went down swinging. Could very well be the case, because I'll tell you, Minnesota in the last 4 minutes, they're capable. They're capable of going on they were sprinting. They were defensively sprinting at the Nuggets in the final three minutes of the game. But yeah, it's not sustainable. The way they were playing defense in that last 3 minutes, it's not sustainable throughout. My guess is Chris Finch talked to the team during a break and said, you got 3 minutes until we're pulling the dogs off. You got 3 minutes. Go as hard as you freaking can. See if you can create some chaos. Get this game down to a manageable comeback. And maybe we do something crazy. And Minnesota listens. They love their coach. They love Chris Finch. But the Nuggets withstood it. So, yeah, while a lot of people are talking about, I don't know, that last 3 minutes or so, Minnesota might have got some momentum. That was a full-on go out there and leave nothing on the floor. And it can sound cliche, but if your players actually listen to it, then it can work out. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I'll tell you guys about the beverage of the week from On the Rocks Liquor. The beverage of the week, they're the MXD mixed ready-to-drink cocktails available in Blue Hawaiian, Margarita, and Long Island Iced Tea. At 12% ABV and only $8 a four-pack, these drinks pack a punch and are easy on the bank account. Try some today at On the Rocks Liquor. They got their free wine and beer tastings. They do every single Friday. So when you stop by there, you love the show, you enjoy the show, you like live and local radio, let them know you heard about them right here on at the whole show. You didn't hear about them from On the Rocks Liquor. You heard about On the Rocks Liquor from us here. 41 minutes after the hour, Michael. Some interesting top stories of the day. The new age rules in college sports. Is it going to simplify things? Will it actually pass? And will we get some lawsuits about this? So we'll get into that. Aaron Rodgers news, Lakers news. Also, we'll give you an update on the rest of the NBA, what these series looks like as well. And then a new guest of the show, Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies, going to talk some Rockies. Do not look now, but the Rockies, I won't say they're red hot, but they're looking good. It's a fun story right now.
They're red hot for them.
What? For them, yes. Okay. 41 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
A little Victory Tuesday action here after the Nuggets win Game 5. In the NBA last night, you had the Orlando Magic beat Detroit 94-88. Orlando's an 8 seed. Detroit is a 1 seed. Orlando, I mean, that's a hell of a performance by them. Can they win this series, or can Detroit come back? Yeah, Detroit's capable of that. They should be the better team. Meanwhile, OKC
beat Phoenix 131-122, and that series is over. The Thunder make fairly short work of the Phoenix Suns, and they sweep the series. They move on, and they will await the winner between the Houston Rockets and the Los Angeles Lakers, and they play on Thursday. The Lakers are up 3-1, or excuse me, they play on Wednesday. So they got a chance to move on. The question will be, are you going to get your guys back? If you can get Reeves back, if you can get Luka back, you might have a chance of making this an interesting series. I don't know even with those guys back, you're picking the Lakers, but I don't know many people that thought the Lakers would be up 3-1 against Houston without Luka and Austin Reeves. So kind of crazy there. Wednesday, Toronto and Cleveland will play. That series is tied at 2 apiece. So here we go. The Nuggets at least keep themselves in the conversation for another couple of days. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. Mike, coming up, we got to get into this potential. It sounds like more traction. We're gaining more traction on the potential age rule in college sports. What does that mean? What does that mean for redshirting? And what does that mean for guys that could qualify for that today? So we'll get into that and more. Also, Aaron Rodgers is in the news. So a busy show here. Talking to some Rockies in the second hour, too. The Rockies are pretty damn hot right now. That Hansel is so hot right now. We'll be right back.
Preps Baseball can be heard right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, so part of our discussion yesterday was about the Jaden McDaniels layup he had at the end of the game when there was nothing to be had there. The game was already done, was decided. And I was seeing a bunch of people coming at us, Nuggets fans, like, wait, so you're okay with what Nikola Jokic did toward Joan Behringer last night, Behringer, and you're pissed about Jay McDaniels. Okay, so Joker is trying to dribble the ball out. There's like 35 seconds left, so there's only 24 seconds in the shot clock, Michael. So he's dribbling the ball out. He sees that we're getting down to like three. Joan goes up to him, and Joker hands him the ball with like 2 seconds left. When Joan goes to grab the ball, Joker tries to rip it back away. So they end up calling a jump ball. People are pissy with that, saying, wait, how's that different? Because Joker's trying to mess around and do weird antics. He's trying to just act like he's handing the ball, have him touch it, and then rip it back, get a steal. And he was hoping that the shot clock would reset so he could continue dribbling the ball out to end the game, rather than have to run down one more time on defense. Was it odd? It's kind of smart. See if you can just rip it right back from him, and then the clock shot resets. But, you know, the game's decided. We probably don't need any extra curricular based on what we saw the other night. But Joker having some fun out there, that's one of those things. I probably wouldn't have messed with that, especially given what happened in game four. But whatever. That's not the same thing. We know what he was doing. If you watch basketball, if you know basketball, you knew exactly what Joker was up to. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Tell you guys about Lemons Heating and Cooling. It's been nice and cool and rainy the last couple of days. But, we know that heat's coming. We're going to get into those heat waves and hope we get more moisture. But you know that 90 degrees and 100 degrees are coming. If you're working outside, you're doing stuff, the last thing you want to do after a long day out at the Eaton Country Club or you're a long day out working in the garden, you don't want to come inside and it's muggy, it's hot, it's not comfortable. You want that AC working to the best of its ability, and maybe it's not anymore. That's why you guys need to talk to Lemons Heating and Cooling. They have free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com, or you can call 970-567-0798. Faith says, I thought it was funny, and Joker laughed, and I laughed. Yeah, it was more of just a goofy thing of, hey, I'm going to see if this works. I'm just going to hand him the ball. As soon as he goes to grab it, I'm going to rip the ball back, and then I'll dribble it out. I was shocked he did anything, honestly, based on what happened the other night at the end of the game. I thought he'd dribble it out and seriously just hand the ball over, and then you'd be done with it, but that's fine. I'm sorry. Maybe I sound like a hypocrite, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as what Jaden McDaniels did. And how about McDaniels, though? Just receiving the boos from the crowd last night. They did their part. And maybe they booed DA, and I'm not sure I jive with that, man. I'm not sure I'm good with that. Especially when you're in a must win or go home. Support the coach until the end. Let's have fun during the playoffs, and then we'll have those discussions. But yeah, you shouldn't be booing him. I'll be booing him when he's coming out to coach his team in Game 5. Understand the situation better, Nuggets fans. Okay, you did great with the Jaden McDaniels thing, not so much with DA. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.